The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle with a true message from the greatest book in this world, and that is from your Holy Bible, ladies and gentlemen. And I call your attention to the very profound fact that this is not a typical gospel talk show. This broadcast presents a no-nonsense message daily to turn God's people to the whole truth of our Holy Bible. And this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse, and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the world-conforming and backslidden church of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we try our best to turn them back to true repentance and to divine favor. And as you hear this message from day to day, you'll find this kind of preaching in your Holy Bible will convict you and make you feel uncomfortable if you're not totally right with God. But I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message right out of your Holy Bible, sent to you in Holy Ghost anointing. We continue on a message today. Well, it's a message that's not very savory, and it's hell. It's about hell, the hell and the judgment. Or we're preaching this series on the personality of God, to know God according to the Scriptures. To begin with, the subject of hell not being very palatable and desirable, we begin in a very mild scripture in Psalm 94, verses 12 and 13, where the prophet said, "Blessed is the man whom thou chasteneth, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked." All through the Word of God, the New and the Old Testament alike, the prophets and Jesus and the apostles, they spoke much of hell. Well, the Old Testament, it's used very commonly, the pit. The pit is called hell. In the books of Ezekiel, especially in the book of Isaiah, the Bible speaks much about the pit in which the devil will be cast and those that follow him into his conspiracy and rebellion against the Word of God. And also, we find in the book of Psalms, that was Psalm 94. Now in Psalm 92, verses 6 and 7, the prophet said, "A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this, when the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever." Well, we hear many today, they cry out, could a heavenly Father, the Creator God, who is called love, cast into hell millions of people who refuse to repent of their sins? The answer is a great big yes. The Bible says in Psalm 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And ladies and gentlemen, the grave is not hell. The Bible tells the story. Jesus Christ, from the lips of Jesus Christ himself, in Luke the 16th chapter, verse 19, the Bible said, "There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day." Then it tells of a beggar named Lazarus who was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring the crumbs, and only the dogs would lick his sores. But the rich man would not even give him the crumbs from his table. Then the Bible says that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. the rich man died, and in hell, verse 23 of Luke 16, said he lifted up his eyes being in torment. And he spoke to Father Abraham, and he said, I am tormented in this flame. I'll tell you with all of my heart and soul that hell is just as real as New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, London, or even as heaven itself. Don't be deceived, beloved. Don't go around and believe some perverting, scripture-twisting preacher that comes along and tells you all that nonsense that the grave is hell. God, well, here's the question. Could Jesus Christ, the man whom God sent to this world to teach us God's love, who died for our sins, could this man of compassion cast men into everlasting fire? Well, the Bible answer is yes. And here's the scripture from Matthew 25. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And then he'll say to them on his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 41. Jesus first warned of the other side of God in this manner. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 29 and 30, and this is commonly called the Sermon on the Mount. He says, If thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. God in Jesus Christ will cast men into hell, but not willingly. Men in their rebellion and pride who reject God's way to mercy and eternal life, and that way is repentance, leaves God with no other choice. Jesus warned all men in Luke 13, verse 3 and 35, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, and that means to give up your sinning, ye shall all likewise perish. The Apostle James, who was the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, warned God's saints in this scripture in James 4 and 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Ladies and gentlemen, God does not wish to reveal to men the other side of his severity, but God is left with no other choice because of men's arrogance and their rebellion against his authority. Millions of professing Christians today reject the true revelation about God or of Jesus Christ because of the popular perverted teaching about God's love. This generation today knows more about the moon than they do about God, even the dark side of the moon. And the Bible says of this end-time generation, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, Romans 1:22. Even the lukewarm church of today's judgment-bound society, as the scriptures say prophetically, is ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, 2 Timothy 3 and 7. The prophetic scriptures have also foretold in Daniel 12 and 4, many shall run to and fro in the end time, and knowledge shall be increased in this end time generation. Our scientific-minded society has a hunger for knowledge about God's creation, the moon and the stars, the ocean depths, what's in the bowels of the earth. Scientists and explorers honestly seek to know the truth about our age-old secrets of our world and the universe about us. But why can't they understand and be as honest and zealous in their search for complete knowledge about the Creator of these pulsating phenomena as they are about the things that He created? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the people of our age, full of superstition and foolish imaginations about our Creator God, they ponder the imponderable. They scrutinize the inscrutable. They delve into the indiscernible, changing God's truth into a lie and rejecting God's word about himself. Beloved, let us scrutinize that which can be understood about God in the Holy Bible, leading us out of today's religious confusion and superstition. Deuteronomy 29 and 29, God says, The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this book. Here is the most revealing scripture in God's word about his personality and nature. It's found in Romans 11, 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt also be cut off.
God is love, but God has another side, and that's severity. Jesus added a stimulating revelation to God's profile of severity when he said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him." That's the Father God, who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And he says soul and body. And when the Lord is speaking about being destroyed in hell, he's not talking about consummation of the soul and body. He's speaking about something even worse, and that is the second death, of which the book of Revelation vividly declares to be the last state of one who's rebelled against God and rejected God's demand of repentance. In Revelation 14 and verse 11, here is a great revelation about that continuing punishment of a rebel against the word of God. And here's what it says, "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth a mark of his name, and all that reject God also," in Revelation 21 and 15, "were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. And that second death is much more terrible than being annihilated into a burning pit. God is good, but God is holy. This attribute of God demands judgment for sin and rebellion against his word. In Nahum 1 and 7, the Bible said, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him." Also, Romans 2 and 4, "It is the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance." God's love is to keep us out of hell, but it's a tough, disciplined love. Love with authority and complete obedience, as 1 Peter 1 and 2 declares. God is warned, "I will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey in righteousness, God says, I'll give them indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil." Romans 2, verses 6 through 9. God is holy. God is love. But it's not natural love. It's divine love. But God has, well, he has righteous wrath and indignation. We can stir up that wrath by disobedience and rebellion. And God has commanded all men, and the Bible has warned us in Exodus 34:14, "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." And ladies and gentlemen, we need to believe what God, what the Bible says about God in hell and the judgment. As the Bible says in Romans 9:27, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment, and of course after that is the lake of fire in hell." And may God give us ears to hear. Our Father and our God, we turn to thee in Jesus' name and ask you to grip every heart and soul in this message with a warning of the consequences of rejection of Jesus Christ and rebellion against his word. And may many be turned to old-fashioned repentance to give up their sins and turn to the Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a work of faith, and we need the support of God's true elect, real saints of God that know the truth when they hear it. And I pray that the Lord will stir your hearts. And this week, you'll stand with us with your faithful support, and then make it a sort of a, well, just a covenant between you and the Lord. And with us, that monthly at least, you'll mail an offering to help make our voice strong to get this radio message across this nation and our nations around us, to publish literature warning our nation and the nations around us, and to help us to lift our voice like a trumpet and show God's people their sins and transgressions. If you're not receiving our monthly magazine with these messages, you can receive it without cost or obligation if you'll write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Let us know the station you're listening to and include your request for prayers you write. And may God grip your heart in this message with its power and persuasion as our prayer for every one of you.